Now it's time for Words and Their Stories, a program from VOA Learning English. Today, our show is about control. Not self-control, but instead controlling others. We begin with a short story set in a candy factory in the city of Chicago, Illinois. The president of the candy company was Susan Cleveland. Her grandfather started Cleveland Candies as a small business in the downtown part of the city. Over the years, it became a favorite stop for candy lovers of all ages. Susan's father began working in the factory at age 19. He began at the bottom, cleaning floors and counting inventory, and worked his way all the way to the top. By age 30, he was president of the company. Because he started at the ground floor, he knew everything about the candy industry. His employees knew this and respected him for it. As a leader, he was fair but firm. He paid employees well and treated them well, too. But he kept them all on a very short leash. He made all the decisions involving the company. He also kept his daughter Susan on a very short leash. When she began working at the company, he refused to let her make any decisions or take on any responsibilities. But no one criticized the president. He knew exactly how to make the business a success. And it worked. The company expanded under his leadership. Soon, Cleveland Candies had stores across the country and even shipped candy all over the world. Then he died suddenly. Control of the company went to Susan. Because her father had kept her on such a short leash, she had no idea how to run the company. It soon stopped earning a profit. One by one, Cleveland candy stores began closing. After 5 years, the company was no more. If Susan's father had passed the torch to her, mentored her, and taught her how to run the company, things might have ended very differently. Now, what do you think to keep someone on a short leash means? A leash is like a rope. People use a leash to walk a dog. The leash keeps the dog from running away or getting into trouble. Keeping a dog on a short leash makes it easier for the dog walker to stay in control of the pet. So keeping someone on a short leash means to control them. Now, in the candy store story, you also heard the expression, pass the torch. If someone is willing to pass the torch, they are willing to give control, give responsibility to someone else. And they usually will not keep people on a short leash. And that brings us to the end of this Words and Their Stories. If you enjoyed the program, remember to join us again next week. Until next time, I'm Ana Mateo. A hound dog, I chased a lot of fast cars.